This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Gay people on TV, once a shock, are now more like stock. Tonight, the cable channel TV Land revisits the earlier days of gays in popular culture just emerging. There's a documentary called Tickled Pink. Here's Day to Day TV critic Andrew Wallenstein.
Newsflash. Gay people did exist before Will and Grace. Of course, you may not have known that, given how rarely they were depicted on TV before the 1990s, when the likes of Ellen and Queer as Folk came along. But as the documentary Tickled Pink shows, that never stopped gay viewers from discovering the truly homosensational, which means certain shows and characters they could call their own. The fact that these shows rarely addressed homosexuality directly was immaterial. Tickled Pink calls on a variety of actors, writers, comics, and producers, some gay, some not, to salute those they deem homosensational on the small screen. The first to earn the honor were actresses from the 1970s who may not have been gay, but broke away from the happy homemaker mold that defined too many adult female roles in the medium's early years. Mary Tyler Moore fit the bill. So did Maude, another 1970s sitcom starring Bea Arthur as the outspoken title character. She earned her stripes with the gay community by addressing the topic head-on.
Do you approve of homosexuals?
Arthur, it doesn't matter whether I approve or I disapprove. They are human beings. They exist. It's like asking me if I approve of dwarfs.
Well, that's different. There's no such thing as gay dwarfs.
Come on, Arthur, you've read Snow White.
Arthur was part of another cast deemed homosensational, the 1980s sitcom The Golden Girls. I know, a quartet of single senior citizens wouldn't seem the stuff of gay dreams, but their same-sex camaraderie and defiance of stereotypes were highly homosensational, setting a template for other shows that drew raves in the gay community, like Designing Women and Sex and the City. Of course, homosensational shows weren't always about empowerment. Crime-fighting duos like Batman and Robin were just plain titillating in their tight-fitting costumes. Even more unlikely as gay icons were the protagonists of supernatural shows like Bewitched and I Dream of Jeannie. They seemed like silly fluff, right? But they also offered a powerful allegory for the gay experience. These characters possessed a magical gift they had to hide away from the real world, just as many gay people kept their true selves in the closet. Even Jeannie herself, Barbara Eden, noticed the parallel.
Why are gay people particularly drawn to I Dream of Jeannie? That's interesting. I think, perhaps, because she was different. She had different gifts. But she wasn't ashamed of them.
Tickled Pink does for television what the award-winning 1995 documentary The Celluloid Closet did for movies, illuminating a little-known cultural history. So exhaustive in its own analysis, it left my own mind reeling in search of gay subtext in old TV shows. Take the Flintstones, for instance. Remember how that theme song ended? We'll have a gay old time.
The documentary Tickled Pink airs tonight on the cable TV on the cable channel TV Land. This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.